It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And as we always do, you know, or at least we do on Mondays, honk, honk! Let's hop aboard the Plus Bus, plant our cheeks in one of the seats, and enjoy the ride. Lundy, based on maybe action on the diamond, possibly action somewhere else, possibly on the ice for you, or the NFL gridiron, what is your favorite plus 100 wager or greater that you're rolling with on this manic Monday?
Say good night, Arizona. Say good night. Give me the Phillies minus 1.5. I will take them on the run line. Plus 115. You can snag that one right now at Caesars. That's kind of universally the number, by the way. You can bounce around. Most of folks have it at plus 115. I do think Arizona is done. This has been far more entertaining of a series than I expected it to be. I will be totally honest. I thought Philly was absolutely going to wipe their ass with the Diamondbacks. Yep. And Arizona has held tight. They've got some good young talent on that Arizona team, but this Philly squad is just flat out better. And I think with Aaron Nola on the bump tonight, it is going to be sayonara to Arizona. So I am going to go ahead and lay the run line. Philly minus 1.5. Give me oh, so sexy Trey Turner and company to move on to the World Series, as you so accurately predicted about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. You said you didn't think anybody was going to be able to stop Philly. I'm right there with you right now. And this is, like I said, Zona's put up an amazing series. They really have, a lot more than what I thought they could do. But it's time for the Phillies to move on.
Yeah, we're going to have more on the city of brotherly love, or the place where the brotherly shove is first and foremost right down the minds of many the citizens living in that area. But of course, the Phillies top of mind for the fanatic and a lot of the locals as well. We're going to have more on that game here momentarily. But my plus bus wager, honk, honk, Yordan Alvarez. Give me the over. 1.5 total bags at plus 120 and get seduced by that juice, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Oh my goodness, he is in fuego right now. This Major League Baseball postseason, you want to talk about raking at the dish. Yordan is the definition of that. He is batting 436 here in the postseason. He has gone over this total bags number in 7 of his last 10. He has been a multi-hit machine, and he's got a storied history as well. And gets Mad Max Scherzer, who has certainly had his downward moving moments here this Major League Baseball postseason. He is 4-for-8 as Yordan lifetime against Mad Max. So he's going to take me beyond the Thunderdome and possibly Mad Max over a fence in this game. I just see two total bags. Could be a pair of singles, could be one smack into a gap and getting a double, a triple, legging it out, or on the long ball variety. It doesn't matter. At plus money, he is my favorite plus bus wager on this Monday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Oh, it's a broken record. Sound familiar? Give me the Phillies on the run line as well.
See, I told you, I don't ever look. I give you straight up, flat out reaction to whatever you're going to do in the Fade 5. I don't look. I don't like. I like to be surprised. So look,
well,
look at
the echo chamber. Hey,
but look at see the number down there, folks.
Yeah.
See the number. You can get it at plus 115. It's up to plus 115. Get it at 115, folks. Take the extra $5.
Well, that's rather amazing. It's up to plus 115 because this is an extraordinary value. To give you more reasoning on top of what Lundy has already shared with the listeners out there, Philadelphia, this Major League Baseball postseason, is an astounding 8-3 on run lines. And at home, they're perfect. 6-0 on run lines. Really taking care of business, feeding off that home rowdy and raucous energy at a Citizens Bank Park. And I think it's going to be more of the same. They've outscored postseason opponents 49-21 here in the month of October. And you mentioned the brilliance of Aaron Nola in his last 3 postseason starts, a microscopic 0.989 ERA. He's been outstanding, including in the regular season, and his home turns the rotation. So I think he's going to get the job done. And on top of that, got Merrill Kelly on the mound for Arizona. Last time he went in the series was back in game two when 5 2/3 innings pitch. He gave up 3 home runs and 4 earned runs. So Schwarbs and company, Trey Turner, Nick Castellanos. Again, no reason to button the top button at all, because it's going to be a party. Shirts are coming off. They got to be twirling over the head. The Phillies advance on to the World Series. You never fade Philly, especially on this run line, -1.5 at home against Arizona. Now +115 at BetMGM. Party hard in Philadelphia.
Number 4.
All right, let's go to a Monday Night Football affair in Minnesota, San Francisco visiting. And we got some injuries. Of course, Justin Jefferson's going to be out for the Minnesota Vikings. No Deebo Samuel due to a fractured shoulder. He's going to miss a couple of games at least for the Niners. But let's zero in on the backfields. We don't know about Christian McCaffrey, whether or not he's going to go. But we do know on the opposite end, Alexander Mattison is going to tote the heavy side of the timeshare with Cam Akers. So give me Madison over. I'll hear my vote on 19.5 receiving yards, -115 on this prop at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Madison, a respectable number 12 in team target percentage among running backs in the National Football League, earning that target 12.4% of his snaps. He's running over 16 routes per game, 16.5 to be exact. So very active as a receiver, averaging a decent but not extraordinary 5.8 yards per reception. But most importantly, the trend has been your friend if you've been betting the over on receiving yards, tied to the former Boise State Bronco. He has hit this in 3 consecutive games. And you look at San Francisco, what they have allowed to pass-catching running backs, give it up 5.8 receptions per game, 33.5 receiving yards per game, a handful, exactly 5. I got 5 on it. Running backs have gone over this number, so smoke them if you got them. Give me the over. Alexander Mattison, 19.5 receiving yards. This definitely could go my way if this game goes south for Minnesota in a hurry. -115 at DraftKings. Landy, Vader, follow.
Hop on the trailer. We're following you on this one. Hitch it up to the back end of the car. I like this one a lot. Madison's going to show up again in bonus time. I've got a little SGP for you that involves him that I put together over at BetMGM, and you'll see why I'm following in on this one. But, I don't even have it written down. I don't know what Kirk Cousins' pass attempts number is for tonight. My guess is it's somewhere around 35, 36, somewhere in that range. I'd play the over in that one, because I think he's going to have to be trying to play some catch up here. And I not completions. I'm not saying he's going to complete all of them. I'm just saying he's going to have a hell of a lot of pass attempts. And I do think some of them are going to be right here with Madison. And we've seen this with San Francisco, by the way. This is what teams try to do against them. These little dump offs, averaging what? About, I think they're doing about 5.3, 5.4 receptions per game to that running back position. I think Madison plays right into it.
This just in, the over-under on Kirk Cousins' pass attempts, Lundy. Drum roll, please. 36.5, and it's juiced to the under, +100 on the over at BetMGM. What do you say? Over, over, and over again?
Yes, play the over. Take it at the plus odds. You may be sweating it down the stretch, but I'm telling you, I think the way the game script's going to be, he's going to be throwing the ball, and they may be checkdowns, but who cares? It's still an attempt.
Do it for Dolly. Just vote for Madison. Take the over in receiving yards. And do me and Lundy a favor, especially Lundy. Take the over. Captain Kirk pass attempts as well.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade 5. For those that follow me on the X, I gave it to you this morning as my sledgehammer special, and that is on Juwan Jennings, the wide receiver who I think is going to step up for the San Francisco 49ers in this game. Sans Deebo Samuel, I took the over, and I wrote about it at Noisy Huevos on the X on 29.5 receiving yards, -115 available at BetMGM. The former seventh-round pick at the University of Tennessee, as my esteemed colleague Danny Klubinger always says, V-O-L-S, go Vols, go Vols, go Vols, because she used to work there back in the day. Deebo accounted for 5.3 targets per game. I'm not saying that Jennings is going to get all that work, but he's going to get a chunk of it, and he is a chunk gainer by definition. 18.1 yards per reception is what he has averaged this year, and a healthy 10.6 yards per target as well. Last season, in games in which he played at least 60% of the team snaps, he's going to play at least that many tonight with no Debo. He went over this in 3 of 4 contests, going to get a lot of Josh Mallett's there in coverage out of the slot, who's given up a 92.6% catch rate, 8.2 yards per reception, but a dozen wide receivers have cracked at least 30 yards against the battle-axless Minnesota Vikings. So pull it all together. Juwan Jennings over 29.5 receiving yards. I broke out the sledgehammer on the X. Let's see if Lundy wields a similar weapon. -115 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
How's that flaccid hammer doing lately anyway with your sledgehammer? No, not the actual prop. Like how have your sledgehammer picks been lately? What's the recent record, Brad?
Well, over the weekend, we lost with Rashid Shaheed on Thursday, barely. I took the over on yards. I think he finished with like 28, 29. That number I grabbed at 33.5. So I missed on that. But yesterday, I broke out the sledgehammer again on Joshua Dobbs. Ooh. And he slammed that in the first half on rush yards. That number was a lowly 22.5. I even wrote about taking it up on that alt line, which we featured on the Fade 5 Friday edition, to 25 yards to get it at plus money. So we're split right down the middle, which is very typical of how the sledgehammer performs, which means this one is doomed to fail.
Well, I don't know about if it's doomed or fail or not. I mean, like you said, it's not like they're going to have one guy that is going to somehow pick up all of the slack for Debo. I mean, that's way too difficult to do. You're just not going to see that happen. But I do agree with you that he can pick up enough to get to this number. I don't feel like it's set high enough based on what he's going to try to pick up. So I like the, can he get to 30? Yeah, actually, I think he can. So I'm going to follow you on this one. By the way, I had Dobbs for an anytime touchdown yesterday. So I was damn happy watching him scamper that thing in. Trust me.
Well, let's double down on that happiness. Come on, Juwan Jennings, hit the over on receiving yards.
Number two.
All right, let's stay by the bay here. Let's go with another name. Same game, different name. Brandon Ayuk, who is Mr. Popular in so many markets. We get emails from BetMGM every single morning. And I think the entire public, like 99% of the bets, the over on Ayuk receptions, the over on Ayuk receiving yards. But this is a unique signature bet offering only at BetMGM that I have seen it, and I absolutely love it. I took Brandon Ayuk over 11.5 yards on his first reception of the game. And yeah, he's going to catch a ball unless he has like a Bijan Robinson devastating case of pregame diarrhea and is unable to suit up and really log sizable snaps. But Ayuk on this prop is just -105, so a little lighter juice there. At BetMGM, you look at him, what he's done this season. He's seen 31.4% of the target percentage. That's number 6 in the National Football League. But he is a field stretcher extraordinaire, number 10 in total air yards. He's got 8 deep ball targets. Those are 20 or more yards on the season. Number 3 in the NFL in yards per route run. And he's averaging 18.2 yards per reception. So, I mean, he could come well below his average and still cash in on this. He's got to get Evans primarily in coverage. He's given up north of 100 passer rating to his assignments, but only allowed 10.6 yards per catch. And maybe that's being baked in to the odds making here and that formula at BetMGM. But, you know, I believe Ayuk likely on a post route over the middle of the field, probably for a 15 to 20 yard gain. That's what I'm banking on for his first reception, well above the needed 12 yards to cash on this at -105 at BetMGM. So Lundy, unique bet. I don't think we've ever featured it here on the Fade 5 before. Fade or follow.
These are my favorites. I love these because these are fun because it's like pew, 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 one and done. It's just one play. We know if we won or lost. It's that simple. It's like in hockey right now, Brad, you can bet on who's going to win the opening faceoff. I mean, it's just like you want to talk quick in knowing whether you forget the goal in the first 10 minutes. This is like the first 10th of a second you can decide who's going to win the opening faceoff. I like this one. I like this one a lot. Let's do this. Let's say that Minnesota wins the coin toss. They defer. First drive belongs to Brock Purdy. Bam. Done. Ayuk, yep. 14 yards. I'm calling it right now. 14 yards. We're cashing minus 105. Brad loves the one and done because it just makes it easier. Because if he's taking shots every time he loses a bet, it's just that much faster to down the old tequila.
Yeah, over in a drop of a hat. My wife is all too familiar.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. I'm in the moody for Jake to boot a couple of field goals. Give me the over on 1.5 field goals made for the former Michigan kicker, now a member of the San Francisco 49ers, minus 115 there at BetMGM. And actually, I think this juice is down to minus 110. So definitely shop around. I've seen a couple of houses at that minus 110 number. So regardless if you locked in at minus 115, minus 110, I believe it is going to cash. Moody has been over in three and under in three so far this season, but he is 10 for 12 on field goals made this season. That's an 83.3% hit rate. And you look at Minnesota, they have allowed five kickers in six games to boot at least a pair of field goals. San Francisco, though, number four in red zone touchdown only percentage. So usually they're very efficient. It kind of, you know, helps when they have Christian McCaffrey on roster, but you know, his status at tape time, very much up in the air. Even if he does go, is it going to be at like 75, 80%? Is it going to be anywhere close to 100%? Maybe not. So I think the Niners are going to be able to move the chains and move the ball freely up and down the field, but can they cash in for six? I'm hesitant a couple of times. So as a result, I believe Jake Moody splits the uprights, not once, but twice. And I cash in at minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, my top play on this Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5. Good sir. Do you fade or you follow?
This is what's interesting, folks. This is where fantasy and betting do not align. Do you understand how much Brad hates kickers? Y'all understand
them.
Brad despises kickers, especially in fantasy football. Brad despises kickers. In that ridiculous league that he and I are in together, everybody keeps trying to reinstate kickers, and Brad keeps like,
Shut it down! Yeah, sit down, like, Grandpa!
Yeah, Brad's, you know, Brad's like the VP coming in and breaking a tie in the Senate. He just comes in and goes, sorry. Not happening, folks. There will be no kickers. And it's pretty funny because there's a couple folks in our league that are really pissed at Brad that he won't let kickers back in. I happen to support it and believe it. But you can see because Brad's been featuring kickers. You go back and look at some of the pods here recently. Brad's been featuring kickers pretty frequently here on the old podcast. And I don't know how he's been doing in terms of cashing or not cashing on him. We took care of it with Groupie last week, and cashed that one with ease. So let's see if we can cash this one with ease. I'll follow, and I'm going to go shop it around. Just like you said, I want to find that minus 110, see if I can get myself some better juice.
Yeah, give kickers a boot in fantasy, but follow them in sports betting. Come on, Jake Moody. Do me right. And with that bet on the board, let's get after it. It's bonus time on Lundy, probably on the ice. I think it was like one NHL game today. I saw the docket, but I know you got action on it. Maybe more action on the Major League Baseball diamond or on Monday Night Football. What do you have for me, my man?
Let's see. Where do we want to start? Well, you brought up hockey. Let me go ahead and start at hockey. Brad's right. There is only one game on the docket for this evening, an extremely light schedule for the NHL. They only had two yesterday, but nailed that one if you were following the spreadsheet yesterday. And that one was pretty too. I was really happy about that one. I kind of celebrated a little bit because we'd taken a little bit of a shot, and I threw a two-legger out there at plus 205, and it hit yesterday on those two games. So So let me start on the ice. I really like this Buffalo Sabres team. I don't know how many games they're going to wind up winning, how many points they're going to wind up with by the end of the season, but this is a young team with a lot of talent. I posted this on Twitter the other day. I was watching one of their games, and it was kind of depressing because there were a ton of empty seats in the lower bowl. This is a good Buffalo Sabres team, and they're going to continue to get better. Two names that I really like on this team. They are at home. They're taking on Montreal again, as Brad said, the only game on the schedule. Let's talk about Dylan Cousins. Give me him for a point in this one. He's got 4 points over the course of his last three games, so he's looking to go on a fourth game in a row with at least a point. He's got 2 goals and 2 assists in that one. He's got 12 shots on the season. He doesn't get a ton of ice time, but he tries to make the most of it. Over at FanDuel, minus 111. Why does that matter? Because at DK, it's at minus 30. So give me minus 130. So give me Cousins for a point. And then Tage Thompson, who has been MFing IA to be able to start off the season, finally got a goal last Thursday. And then he didn't score on Saturday, but he took 10 shots.
Wow.
And still didn't manage to score. And again, this is a guy that dominated for Buffalo in terms of the stat column last year. So give me Tage for an anytime goal, and I'll take that one at even money. It's basically plus 100 across the board. Doesn't matter what book you go grab him at, but I'll take him for an anytime goal. I also, for what it's worth, really like Buffalo in that game. More on the bonus time. Let's go back to the baseball diamond. Brad and I are aligned about the idea of Philly being able to dominate. I've got two different two-leggers for you. First, at DraftKings at a minus 105. Each of these guys to have a strikeout, Lourdes Gurriel and Leody Tavares. Those two guys, each with 1K in their respective games. That one is at a minus 105 at DraftKings. This has all to do with history against the starting pitching in terms of the number of the K rate per at bat. So I'm just putting those things together. I'm not going to bore you with all the numbers, but I do like those guys to wind up with a K. Then an outs prop for the starting, as Siri tries to talk to me on my watch. outs prop for the starting pitching. Merrill Kelly under 15 and a half outs. Max Scherzer under 13 and a half outs. If you put those two together at BetMGM, it is a 187 on your, you can just finish the lyric yourself.
Yeah.
187 at BetMGM. Did it at Caesars this morning to test it out. That was plus 156. So an extra 30 points you're catching at BetMGM. I do not trust Max Scherzer, and Brad and I have already talked about Merrill Kelly. So going to go ahead and walk away from that one. How about an all George Kittle all the time? SGP for you. This was me this morning going, F it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let me roll with George Kittle. Maybe he's a little jealous of Travis Kelce and his new love. So here is all Kittle all the time. Did this one at BetMGM. George Kittle for 4 or more receptions. George Kittle for 40 or more receiving yards. And George Kittle spike. George Kittle for an anytime touchdown. If you put that together over at BetMGM, it is a plus 260. Going up Minnesota. They are giving up an average of 5.3 catches per game. Not a lot of yards, only 31.7 against tight ends. But let me give you the example. Kelce, 10 for 67. Goddard, 6 for 22. Gerald Everett, 6 for 30. So I think Kittle can get above the 40. He can get the 4 catches. It's all about whether or not he splashes 6, but that is a plus 260 as it sits over at BetMGM. And then if you want to follow along, you may want to take some notes. These are difficult to be able to do because I put them together with a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 legs. Brandon Ayuk, 5 or more receptions. George Kittle, 3 or more receptions. KJ Osborne, 3 or more. Alexander Mattison, we talked about him earlier, 2 or more. That's all I need, 2. And Jordan Addison, for 3 or more. One more time. Ayuk for 5, Kittle for 3, Osborne for 3, Addison for 3, Madison for 2. Make sure I enunciate the letters there. With the boost at BetMGM, plus 285. Woo! On that 5-legger. And yeah, I know that's a lot of legs to be able to hit, but they gave us a 50% same game parlay boost. So that one jumps all the way up to a plus 285. And then because we do not have a podcast tomorrow, let me give you this one real quick. Nikola Jokic, give me the under on 36 and a half points plus assists at a minus 115 at DraftKings. Folks, in four regular season games against the Lakers last year, he never hit that number. In the four playoff games against the Lakers last year, when they swept them out of the finals, the conference finals, he only did it in game four. That means in eight games against the Lakers last season, he only eclipsed 36.5 points plus assists one time against the Lakers. So I will play the under in that one for tomorrow night as they will be hoisting the banner at Ball Arena. I yield the floor to the kind gentleman from Illinois.
Fade the Joker. I'm a smoker and I'm a midnight toker. I love that quite a bit, actually. Nice salesmanship on that one, Lundy. I'm going to tell you on Nikola Jokic, a little team huevos parlay play of the day. This is not with the 50% profit boost at BetMGM, but if you want to apply it, by all means, leg numero uno in the San Francisco-Minnesota matchup. Give me Kirk Cousins, 200 plus pass yards. Leg numero dos, give me Brock Purdy, one or more passing touchdowns. Leg numero tres, TJ Hockenson, three or more receptions, and leg numero quattro, Brandon Ayuk, 60 plus receiving yards. That's a cool plus 138 without the boost at BetMGM. I'll quickly give you some background on this. Cousins has been over 200 plus in four or six games. He has San Francisco giving up just 215.7 yards per game, but I think he is going to be highly competitive in this game. Even without Justin Jefferson on the field, he will reach this low threshold and get over 200 pass yards in total. Brock Purdy, meanwhile, he has thrown at least a touchdown in five or six games. Minnesota has given up at least one passing touchdown in four or six games. And Minnesota's just mediocre in every single defensive category. They're right there in the middle of the pack, including EPA pass defense, where they're number 17 in the league. Purdy will strike one for six at some point. Then Hockenson, three or more receptions. Low-hanging fruit here. You look at San Francisco, five guys at the tight end position have gone over this number against them. Hockenson averaging 7.8 targets per game. He has done this in five of six. And then finally, Brandon Ayuk, 60 or more yards, no Debo. So a spike in target share anticipated. He has done this three times this year. And as I already outlined, number three in yards per route run, number six in yards per reception among eligible pass catchers. Six wideouts have reached at least 60 yards against the Vikings secondary this season. So Cousins, 200 plus pass yards. Purdy, one or more passing touchdowns. Hockenson, three or more catches. Ayuk, 60 or more yards, plus 138 at BetMGM. Elsewhere in the Monday Night Affair, Without any player props on this SGP, this is even money, plus 100 at BetMGM. I'm going to take the Vikings on an alt line at plus 10.5, and I'm going to take the total down to 36.5 and hit that over. I know the unders have been hitting left and right in primetime games, but it's only 37 points is all I need. And Minnesota has been in every single stinking contest this year, games, of course, that they've won, and other games they have fallen short, and it's like one possession. Pretty much every single time they're at home, skull, 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 bets, bets, bets. I love this SGP. Vikings plus 10.5 and the over 36.5, both alt lines there, plus 100 at BetMGM. On the diamond, Schwarbs goes yard again. Give me him for an anytime home run at plus 280. He's got five home runs his last six games, for crying out loud. He's swinging the hottest bat imaginable. It's molten right now. So I'm going to continue to tell him he's got two career home runs and 10 career at bats against Merrill Kelly. I mean, come on. And put up the two together. He's going to launch one and he is going to send the Philadelphia crowd into a frenzy. So Schwarber home run plus 280 at BetMGM. Ketel Marte, Lundy, this is our last dance likely for him. And as a result, I'll take the over again on a half a single. I just need one solid base knock. That is it. It's plus 110 at BetMGM if he does it. He has done this in 9 of 10 postseason games, folks. He's batting 372 in the Major League Baseball postseason. He's seen Aaron Nola nine times. He's collected three hits, and of those three hits, two have been for the one base variety. As good as Nola has been at home, again, a sub 1.00 ERA. I say Ketel Marte gets me a single, and it's a plus money, plus 110 if he does. I lied. I got more Monday Night Football action. Real quick, I got two more. Kirk Cousins throws a pick. -114 at FanDuel. San Francisco is leading the NFL with 10 INTs this year. Cousins has been under intense duress for much of the season. He's only number 12 in the league. And completion percentage when under pressure. And you look at San Francisco, number 2 in dropback EPA defense. Cousins as well, number 6 in danger plays, which player profiler tracks. Number 1, he's been the most pressured quarterback in the league. So, you know, you consider the defense, how opportunistic they've been. Cousins has done this in 3 of 6 games. He throws a pick tonight. And then, Lundy, I'm going to disagree with you. George Kittle, I'm taking the under 47.5 receiving yards. We both could win, honestly. Maybe
if yeah, we could. Right there in the middle. We could squeeze this one through a couple of bookends. I think it's happening.
We got a 7-yard cushion. Here's the deal. Only one tight end has gone over 47.5 yards against Minnesota this season. You might have heard of him. It's Taylor Swift. It's Travis Kelce. And it took a boatload and a shitload of targets for him to get there. And he only had 67. Dallas Goedert is another memorable name, only had 22 yards. The Vikings have given up 6.95 pass yards per attempt. That is it. This season, and they have allowed, entering this week, the 4th fewest tight end total yards this year. You look at Kittle, only getting 4.2 targets per game, only number 13 among tight ends in yards after the catch, and he's been under this in 4 of 6. I think he's going to be more line tied. I really do in this game, with or without the CMC football factory. So I am under George Kittle, 47.5 yards, -115. Is the juice on that?
I'll give you one more as long as we're talking about tight ends. Give me the under on 17.5 for longest reception for TJ Hockenson. Under 17.5 for his longest reception.
Well, yeah, National Tight Ends Day. It's over. Sorry, Kittle. Sorry, Hawk. I'm taking some unders. Now, Lundy, though, is still feeling all rosy about George Kittle. We shall see what the former Iowa Hawkeye does. We got a bolt right now, so drop us a rating and review if you enjoy this podcast, would you kindly? Also, feed or follow us on the X. We're always giving it to you. At Nate Lundy, all of his free spreadsheet picks on that platform. I do the same damn thing. At Noisy Huevos. For the stunningly attractive Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Under on Jokic!